All right, let's dive in. Today, we're going deep, literally, to check out the world of geothermal energy.
Sounds hot.
It is, in the best way possible. And to help us navigate this fascinating world, we've got a great article. It's called Geothermal Engineers, The Rising Demand and Opportunities. It's by RSS Inc., they're a staffing company. And it really digs into the booming field of geothermal.
Yeah, and it's not just some like niche thing anymore. We're talking serious growth.
Yeah, I was reading that the global geothermal market is expected to hit something like $15.3 billion by 2030.
Yeah, pretty much double what it was just a few years back. It's exploding.
So what's fueling this incredible growth? I mean, obviously the push for renewables is huge right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge factor. Countries are, you know, trying to hit those carbon neutrality goals, and geothermal, it's reliable, unlike, you know, like wind and solar, which can be a bit, well, a bit intermittent.
Yeah, you can always count on the wind blowing or the sun shining. Yeah,
exactly. But there's another piece of the puzzle, at least here in the U.S. The Department of Energy, they've got this initiative. It's called the Enhanced Geothermal Shot.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Their goal is to get this, slash the cost of geothermal electricity by like 90% by 2035.
90%. Okay, yeah. If they pull that off, that's
game changer. Yeah.
That's huge. Okay, so we've got like skyrocketing demand and the potential for really, really cheap clean energy. But how do we actually get this heat from, you know, the Earth's core to power our homes, our cities? That's going to be a pretty complex process, right?
It is. And that's where geothermal engineers come in.
They're like the energy wizards figuring out how to make it all happen.
Energy wizards. I like that. Yeah. They're the ones who like find those geothermal hotspots. They drill these wells that can go like kilometers deep. And then they have to design the power plants and all the systems to like capture that heat.
Hold on. Kilometers deep. That's like insanely challenging. What kind of like skills do you even need to do that kind of work?
It's a lot. It's not your everyday engineering gig. You need like a solid foundation in geology, you know, engineering principles, and obviously like deep, deep knowledge of energy systems.
So they're not just engineers. They're part geologist, part energy guru.
Pretty much. And their job doesn't end once the well is drilled. They also have to design those power plants and the heating systems.
Right, to actually turn the heat into usable energy.
Yeah, and make sure those systems are running as efficiently as possible.
So when most people think geothermal, they probably picture like a power plant, you know, generating electricity.
Yeah.
But this article, it really highlighted how versatile geothermal can be.
Absolutely.
It's way more than just like keeping the lights on.
One of the most exciting areas is what we call a direct use application.
Direct use.
Yeah. This is where geothermal heat is used directly for heating, like heating buildings or even like whole cities. You know, like Reykjavik in Iceland?
Yeah.
They heat something like 90% of their homes using geothermal.
A whole city heated by like the earth.
Mm.
That's wild.
It's pretty remarkable. And it's not just cities. You see it with like greenhouses, fish farms, geothermal heat. It keeps everything running smoothly all year long, even in those colder climates.
So we're talking about a more sustainable way to like grow food too. That's huge.
It is. And then don't forget about industrial uses. You know, a lot of processes like making paper or processing food, they need a ton of heat. And geothermal, it can provide that in a much, much cleaner and more efficient way.
Wow. It seems like the possibilities are like endless.
They are. And it's only going to get even more exciting as the demand for geothermal keeps growing.
Okay, but I got to ask, you mentioned earlier that these engineers, they have to deal with things like scaling and corrosion. What does that even mean? What's that all about?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Scaling, that's basically when minerals build up inside pipes and equipment, clogs things up, reduces efficiency.
Okay.
And then corrosion, well, you know, that's when those hot geothermal fluids start kind of eating away at the metal parts of the system.
So it's like a constant battle against the elements.
You could say that. Geothermal engineers, they got to be, they have to be creative to, you know, find ways to make things last in those tough underground conditions.
It sounds like there's never a dull moment in this field.
Never a dull moment. And it's only going to get more more interesting.
So we've got this incredible resource is just sitting there beneath our feet, and we've got this growing team of energy wizards figuring out how to tap into it.
It's pretty amazing.
But what about the future of geothermal? Like, what's on the horizon that has you like really fired up?
Well, one thing that could really change the game is something called Enhanced Geothermal Systems, EGS for short.
EGS.
Okay.
That sounds high tech. Break that down for me.
Imagine being able to create a geothermal reservoir, like almost anywhere, even if one doesn't naturally exist.
Wait, hold on. You're saying we can engineer geothermal energy even where it's not already there. How does that even work?
We get creative with geology. With EGS engineers, they drill deep into these hot rock formations, and then they inject high pressure water that creates fractures. It makes the rock more permeable. So essentially, we're creating an artificial geothermal reservoir.
It's like we're giving Mother Earth a little nudge to unlock even more of that energy potential.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. EGS, it could open up vast new areas for geothermal development, even in places we never thought possible.
That's incredible. And speaking of like combining forces, what about pairing geothermal with other renewable sources? The article mentioned hybrid systems. Is that something you see taking off?
Absolutely. Hybrid systems are really promising. Think about this. Solar panels powering your home during the day, and then at night, it seamlessly transitions to geothermal energy. You'd have clean, reliable power 24/7.
Now that's a power couple. Sounds like the ultimate dream team for renewable energy. But let's shift gears a little bit. This all sounds amazing, but the article also mentioned some challenges, specifically around staffing. Is there like a geothermal brain drain happening?
Well, not quite a brain drain, but there definitely is a shortage of qualified geothermal engineers. The demand is growing so fast that it's tough to, you know, find enough people.
So it's like a geothermal gold rush, but not enough miners.
Huh. Yeah. Good analogy. It's such a specialized field. Finding people with the right mix of skills, geology, engineering, energy systems, it can be tough. Plus, a lot of these geothermal projects, they're in pretty remote locations. Makes it hard to attract people.
So you got to be a bit adventurous to work in geothermal, huh?
Helps.
Yeah.
But it's not just the location. It's also, you know, there's competition from other, you know, booming renewable sectors like wind and solar. They're snapping up talent too.
So geothermal companies, they really got to step up their game to recruit people. What are they doing to, you know, attract the best and brightest?
Getting creative. They're partnering with universities to develop specific, you know, geothermal programs, offering scholarships, internships, getting students excited about the field early on.
Yeah, build that pipeline.
Exactly. And they're also upskilling folks from related industries, like petroleum engineering, for example, bringing them in to help fill the gaps.
So a mix of like training new people and retraining people with transferable skills.
Exactly. And of course, there are always incentives, competitive salaries, relocation packages, you know, even things like extended vacation time to make those remote locations a little more appealing.
Yeah, I could use some extra vacation time if I was living in the middle of nowhere. But seriously, it sounds like geothermal companies are like pulling out all the stops.
They are. But it's not just about the perks. It's about the mission, you know? These companies are on the front lines of a global energy revolution, working to create a, you know, cleaner, more sustainable future.
That's something worth getting out of bed for.
For sure. Now, before we wrap things up, what was your biggest takeaway from this article? What really stood out to you?
Oh, you know what? There were so many fascinating things in there. But the one that really stuck with me was the statistic about drilling costs.
Yeah.
Did you know that drilling can eat up something like 30 to 50% of a geothermal project's total budget?
It's a lot.
I had no idea it was that much.
It's huge, which is why optimizing those drilling operations, finding ways to bring those costs down, that's so important. If we can solve that problem, it'll make geothermal even more competitive.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, big question. Why should our listeners care about all this? Why should we care about geothermal energy and the engineers who are making it happen?
Well, we're at this critical point in the fight against climate change. We have to transition to clean energy, and we have to do it quickly. Geothermal, it has the potential to be a major part of that transition.
It's reliable, it's renewable, it's always available, unlike some of the other renewable options out there.
Exactly. It's not the only solution, but it's a powerful tool. And the engineers, they're the ones on the front lines, harnessing the power of the earth to build a more sustainable future.
They are. They really are pioneers, forging the path to a cleaner tomorrow. They are. They really are pioneers, forging the path to a cleaner tomorrow.
It's pretty incredible.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty energized after this deep dive.
Me too. It's inspiring to see the ingenuity and the passion that's driving innovation in this field.
Yeah, and it really feels like geothermal is like on the cusp of something big. You know, it's not just about generating electricity anymore. It's about heating cities, growing food, even powering industrial processes, all with clean energy from like the earth itself.
Yeah, and the best part is we're just getting started. There's still so much untapped potential out there. You know, think about like EGS, what it could unlock, or hybrid systems combining geothermal with other renewables. The possibilities are kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah. When I first started researching for this deep dive, I kind of thought geothermal was like this niche energy source, but now I'm seeing it as a real game changer. It's reliable, sustainable, and it's literally everywhere, right under our feet.
Right. It's a game changer that we need to embrace if we're serious about, you know, tackling climate change. And the engineers, they're the ones leading the charge. They're the ones who are going to make this this geothermal future a reality.
They're the unsung heroes of the renewable energy revolution. And, you know, if any of our listeners are out there thinking about a career that's both challenging and incredibly rewarding, well, I think we've made a pretty good case for geothermal engineering.
I think we have. Whether you're, you know, a student or a seasoned professional or just someone who's passionate about sustainability, there's a place for you in this field. So it's growing so fast. So, you know, come on, join the revolution.
Help us build a brighter future, powered by the heart of our planet.
Well said.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of geothermal energy and the brilliant engineers who are making it all happen.
I hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you learned something new and maybe even got a little inspired along the way.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
See you on our next deep dive. It's pretty incredible. It really is. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty pumped after this deep dive.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's inspiring. Yeah. You know, to see all the passion and ingenuity that's driving this whole field forward.
It feels like geothermal is really like on the verge of something big. And it's not just about the electricity anymore, right? We're talking heating cities, growing food, powering industrial processes. Mm-hmm. It's all like clean energy straight from the earth.
It is. And the best part is we're really just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
Think about like the potential of EGS or hybrid systems combining geothermal with other renewables. It's pretty amazing.
You know, when I first started researching for this deep dive, I have to admit, I kind of thought geothermal was like this niche thing. But now I see it as a real game changer. It's reliable, it's sustainable, and it's literally like everywhere. We're just walking all over it.
We are. It's a game changer that we need to embrace if we're serious about, you know, addressing climate change. And the engineers, they're the ones who are going to make this happen, you know? They're leading the charge.
They really are. They're the unsung heroes of this whole renewable energy revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if any of our listeners are out there thinking about a career that's, you know, both challenging and rewarding, I think we've made a pretty compelling case for geothermal engineering.
I think we have. Whether you're a student, a seasoned professional, or just someone who's passionate about sustainability, there's a place for you in geothermal. It's booming, so come on, join us.
Help us build a brighter future, powered by, well, the heart of our planet.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of geothermal energy and the amazing engineers who are making it all happen.
Hope you enjoyed the journey.
We hope you learned something new, and maybe even got a little inspired along the way.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
See you on our next deep dive.